Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
There's something that's going on in Harrisburg, and that is the battle over the authority that the governor has. The resolution that was passed by the lawmakers stripping him of the emergency declaration power. We want to find out, you know, what the Pennsylvania Constitution has to say about it. And on the line with us right now from Pittsburgh is Professor Bruce Ledowitz from Duquesne University. Professor, I understand that you teach Pennsylvania Constitution. Is that correct?
That is correct, Frank, and I want to repeat for your audience that Duquesne Law School is the only law school in Pennsylvania that teaches the Pennsylvania Constitution for some reason, I don't know.
That's kind of sad.
Yes, it is kind of sad, yes.
So Professor, what's the situation here? What does the Constitution say, or does it address the situation we're dealing with right now?
Well, of course, as you know, Frank, there's a dispute about that. But to describe the situation generally, the Republican leadership and of course, this resolution was slightly bipartisan, wasn't solely Republican votes. There was a vote in each house of the General Assembly pursuant to the Emergency Act, the statute under which Governor Wolf has been acting all these months. There's a provision in that act that says that if both houses vote by a dual resolution, they can end the governor's emergency proclamation, and he should simply issue an executive order announcing that. That's what the statute says. Now, the Republicans, proponents of the law, have said that they don't have to present that to the governor for a potential veto, because, of course, if it were presented to the Governor Wolf, he would veto it, and his veto would probably be sustained. So the key argument is, did this resolution have to go to him for presentment? The statute does not say so, but there is a provision in the state constitution, Article 3, Section 9, that says every dual resolution in both houses to be effective must be submitted to the governor. So the governor's position is it doesn't have to say it because everyone knows what the Constitution requires, and we presume the people who wrote the statute knew that too. That's the crux of the statutory argument.
Well, I mean, based on what you just said, it sounds like it kind of leans in favor of the governor's position.
Well, yes, I mean, that's fair, but actually, I think the statutory argument probably favors the Republican position, because the structure of the statute, and I don't want to get into real details for your audience, but the structure of the statute is that this dual resolution looks like it was meant to be a check on the governor. So what would be the point of having a check written into your statute if the governor could then veto it? So I think the situation actually is that the statute was written the way it was written, that, you know, dual resolution, no presentment, but maybe that provision is unconstitutional because it violates Article 3, Section 9. Now I have to add one more complicating factor, because this is so much like one of my exam questions. The governor has to be careful, because he cannot argue in court that this provision is unconstitutional for fear that a court would say, well, if that's unconstitutional, the whole Emergency Act is unconstitutional, and you have no authority at all and never did.
Wow. Now I have to ask you a question, and I don't mean this to be trivial or trite, but there's a lawyer in Harrisburg that took a similar argument before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and he lost. Took a similar argument before the United States Supreme Court, and a judge kind of ruled against it. Then he went to a federal judge in the Middle District, and the judge kind of ruled in favor of the governor. My question is, do our judges know the Pennsylvania Constitution?
No, they were correct because they were ruling on a slightly different question. They were ruling on the question, if the legislature does not act to take away the governor's power, was the governor acting properly in issuing these orders? Now, you remember, we're not talking about whether the governor went too far. We're not talking about whether you and I might think he should have opened up earlier. We're just talking about were the basic orders that he issued constitutional and lawful? And the court said yes.
Do you agree?
Well, I do agree with that. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court was very careful to say, in its opinion, the legislature had not acted to rescind the power. So the Pennsylvania Supreme Court sort of reserved this issue that is now before Commonwealth Court.
Okay. Now, my speculation is that Commonwealth Court will rule in favor of the governor. Then it'll go to a higher court. Then it'll go to the Supreme Court. And by the time this thing gets all, you know, finished with the judges, it'll be all over.
We'll have a vaccine.
I don't know. I mean, do you see that as something that's going to happen?
I see that as a realistic possibility, Frank, and I'll tell you why. When a related legal issue was raised in the state of Wisconsin, the legislature acted to take away the governor's powers, and over a shutdown, along party lines, and the legislature said to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, even if you agree with us, don't act immediately. Let us work out a compromise with the governor, because nobody wants there to be a situation in which there are no rules at all while the virus is still around. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court acted irresponsibly and simply eliminated all the rules. And that Friday night in Milwaukee, every bar was packed.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I think that Commonwealth Court is aware of that story. And I don't think any judge wants to be the judge that in Pennsylvania that says all rules are off. Even if you and I think there are too many rules and it's too restrictive and, you know, it should have been faster and we have many complaints, I don't know anybody who says, well, we're fine. You know, the virus is gone. You know, 20,000 Americans still get sick with the virus every day, and a little under 1,000 Americans still die of it every day. This is not a time to have no rules at all.
You know, I went into a convenience store yesterday, and the woman behind the counter said, I heard we don't have to wear masks anymore. And I said, where did you hear that? And she said, I heard they threw the whole thing out today. And so my question to you is, if you have people that observe the resolution right now and open or do something like that, and then the court rules in favor of the judge, can they be prosecuted if they're following the resolution?
Yes. You have to be right. You know, I mean, it's not really fair to the citizen, but ignorance of the law and having an opinion on the law is no excuse. If you turn out to be wrong, you turn out to be wrong. So I think that if you're a business, and of course, Frank, there are other issues here, too, like liability. You know, if you open without masks and you say the governor has no authority, but there's still guidelines that say wear a mask and somebody gets sick, well, of course, you're liable and you won't be covered by insurance. But aside from that, if you say I'm following the resolution and the state police issue a fine, you can defend on the ground that the governor has no power. But if you turn out to be wrong, the fine sticks.
Last point. I served in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives way back in the 113th Legislative District.
I thought I remembered your name.
Now, my point is, when I won, they sent me to candidate school. I had all kinds of training on this, that, the other thing. Nobody ever brought up the Pennsylvania Constitution. Nobody ever, you know, thought it might be important for a legislator to know about it. That's kind of a confession, and that's a sad situation.
it is a sad situation, and the bar examiners, for example, to become a lawyer in Pennsylvania, you only have to know a few sections of the Constitution, not the whole thing. So if the legislature and the governor can't agree on what the Constitution means, maybe it's because nobody taught them.
Exactly. That's my point. And, you know, I think maybe it's something that I'm going to bring up on this program, see if we can't steer people to read it.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Ledowitz, thank you so much. I'm sure we're going to talk to you again. God bless you, sir.
No problem. Thank you, Frank. Thank you for having me.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!